WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new department on government efficiency. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
According to the announcement, Musk, Ramaswamy, and their department would provide advice and guidance from outside the government, but it's unclear how that agency would be funded.
Mr. Trump visits the White House and Capitol Hill today, where Senate Republicans will be choosing a new leader to replace Mitch McConnell. Correspondent Scott McFarland from Washington.
McConnell's lieutenant, John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida are the candidates. The voting happens by secret ballot.
The FAA is banning U.S. flights to Haiti for at least a month after three planes were hit by gang gunfire. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FBI is investigating. One of the things they're going to want to know, was someone targeting U.S. airlines specifically?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A police chase in Milwaukee ended with a crash and one person dead last night. Police say two teenage suspects were in a stolen car and crashed into another car near 20th and Galena at just before 6 last night. The driver of the car hit was killed. An 18-year-old driver and a 14-year-old passenger were being chased for an alleged armed robbery. Both teens were treated for minor injuries and arrested. Charges are pending. Hovde has spoken. The former Senate candidate put out a message on social media yesterday with the word concession missing.
Many people have been wondering why I have remained quiet since election night. I believe it's better not to comment until I have the facts. Wisconsin Election Commission is in the final process of finalizing the canvass from last Tuesday's election. Many people have reached out and urged me to contest the election. While I'm deeply concerned, asking for a recount is a serious decision that requires careful consideration. Further, there are meaningful limits on a recount because they don't look at the integrity of a ballot.
Hovde's down about 29,000 votes to incumbent Tammy Baldwin. His social media message included reasons why he thinks something was off with the election and mentioned the Milwaukee vote. The city vote comes in late due to state law that remained unchanged from 2020. The Republican offered no proof of misconduct. Despite Hovde's claims, most news organizations have called the race for Baldwin. Workers in West Bend are trying to unionize. Production and maintenance workers at Federal Tool and Engineering in West Bend have filed for union representation with the United Steelworkers Union. The November 5th filing covers 33 employees at the facility. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least eight more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I felt pretty good last game too, but before that, I